This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump is lashing out at Democrats before Wednesday's expected impeachment vote. The AP's Sagar Magani reports.
In an angry letter to Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the president says while he's facing articles of impeachment accusing him of abuse of power, it's Democrats who are abusing theirs.
This has been a total sham from the beginning.
Asked by reporters if he'll take any responsibility for being impeached.
I don't take any. Zero, to put it mildly.
Again, insisting he's done nothing wrong while accusing Democrats of perverting justice. He spoke as a House panel sparred over the rules for tomorrow's historic votes, with Democrat Jim McGovern saying the president violated the national trust and undermined democracy.
He acted in a way that rises to the level of impeachment.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Hundreds of thousands of public sector workers marched in Paris and other major French cities Tuesday on the 13th straight day of protests against President Emmanuel Macron's plans to overhaul the national pension system. Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports.
Demonstrators in France have poured onto the streets in a redoubled effort to get President Emmanuel Macron's government to ditch a planned pension reform by Christmas. Tear gas was fired at protesters in Nantes. And in Paris, even the Eiffel Tower was closed. Transport was crippled as metro lines halted and schools were also shut. Trade unions called for the mobilization in a bid to regain momentum after rolling strikes began to tail off in recent days. Macron seeks to streamline the state's pension system and prod people to work until the age of 64 instead of the current average retirement age of 62.
That was Lauren Anthony reporting. And for more news, please join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.